the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, sticking with children's entertainment, Disney is in hot water over their new remake of Snow White. Publicity tours have been carefully managed to avoid political questions. The two main stars have very different stances on Israel and Gaza. Instead, it's all being very carefully managed on Instagram. Speaking of which, an article this week in The Telegraph suggested that when it comes to casting a movie, the number of followers you have on social media has become more important to some movie producers than talent. So when do likes become the thing that directors love? Fiona Looney has been mulling it over.
From City of Stars to Tinseltown to the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Hollywood is a town that's inspired more than its fair share of clichés. City of Instagram likes, though, might not seem to fit the same bill. But if recent trends in movie making are anything to go by, it's only a matter of time before the powerful social media site replaces the infamous casting couch as the most controversial way to make it.
Emilia. It is.
Consider Emilia Perez, the little independent movie sucked up by Netflix after turning heads at the Cannes Film Festival. According to insiders, the streaming giant's decision to acquire the film was heavily influenced by Selena Gomez's involvement in the movie.
Can you explain what the movie's about?
Not necessarily. I don't know how to explain it. It's a musical, it's a thriller, it has a little bit of humor.
Not for her stellar turn under the lights, but for her 421 million followers on Instagram. That, the story goes, amounted to a whole lot of likes, shares, and burning emojis for any messages promoting the project that the actor might post.
Meet the residents of Element City.
Or take Pixar's 2023 blockbuster Elemental, which booked trends at the troubled production company to take $500 million at the box office. A surprise hit for the studio, attributed by many to the calculated casting in a cameo role of one Francis Bourgeois.
I got out of bed at 4:30 this morning as I heard that there was a really rare train coming through Shawford Station.
A train enthusiast who'd never been on a camera bigger than his phone, but who boasted more than 2 million Insta followers.
Oh, it gave me a shock. I've got to catch up with them if they're going to be that tone happy.
Throwing a light on the increasing obsession with Insta in Hollywood, Stranger Things actor Maya Hawke recently told of a casting director who strongly urged the star not to quit the social media giant because producers now brief casting agents with a target number of Instagram followers they need for a project just to attract finance.
I don't care about Instagram. Instagram sucks. Right, but just so you know, if you have over this many followers, you can get the money movie funded. Well, I want to make the movie, so I, you know...
It's scarcely a spoiler to reveal that a huge number of actors and movie creatives are dismayed by all this. Hawke has warned that real talent may remain unrecognized, as the chase for ever bigger numbers on social media mean casting will increasingly become a popularity contest.
With some producers, they hand me a sheet with the amount of collective followers I have to get of the cast that I cast. So if you delete your Instagram and I lose those followers, understand that these are the kinds of people that I need to cast around you.
With all this discontent behind the scenes, musicians and live performers should probably be commended for not issuing a group statement of "I told you so" to the unhappy movie community.
I told you so.
For more than a decade, musicians have been pressured to use personal social media accounts to big up their work. Could there be a happy ending to all this? Well, most major stars and players employ managers to run their social media accounts, So the grubby business of self-promotion is not quite as personal as it might appear.
It's not about the tremolo in his voice or something. It's not about the vibrato. It's like the heart that shines through.
Timothy Chalamet, who did a decent Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown, has 19.9 million Instagram followers. But perhaps surprisingly, the OG, Dylan himself, also has an Instagram account, followed by more than a million fans, though not a word of it comes from the singer's mouth.
No, 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 it ain't me, babe.
Still, it seems even Dylan, a man who refused to show up to collect a Nobel Prize.
I'm sorry I can't be with you in person, but please know that I am most definitely with you in spirit.
Appreciates that in contemporary showbiz, Greta Garbo's famous plea of I want to be alone.
I just want to be alone.
You're going to be very much alone, my dear madam. This is the end.
We'll have to wait till the credits roll to see how it all plays out. But in the meantime, for a career in the spotlight, start with a ring light.
They're going to put me in the movies.
Fiona Looney there with sound design by Shifra Mulqueen.